With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. World leaders and Russian opposition activists wasted no time in blaming the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny on Vladimir Putin. Many of those same leaders were gathered at the Munich Security Conference, where their discussions include defense assistance for Ukraine. Here's the BBC's Catherine Barahunga reporting on reaction around the world to Navalny's death.
Grief and anger were the common thread of vigils held for Alexei Navalny. In Berlin, police erected barriers to keep back a crowd of some 600 people. In Washington, D.C., there were chants of Putin, terrorist. The anger over Mr. Navalny's death has a clear target, the Russian president himself. In London, near Moscow's embassy, demonstrators held placards calling Mr. Putin a war criminal. The Kremlin has dismissed the Western response as hysterical.
That is BBC's Catherine Barahunga. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says he's been impressed by how well Israel has been able to carry out its offensive in Gaza, facing a well-dug-in and determined urban enemy.
I wouldn't have said before this that any army was better at urban warfare than our army. But I got to tell you, I mean, the Israelis are really showing people how to do this properly.
Wholesale prices accelerated in January.
The producer price index rose 0.3% from December to January after having fallen 0.1% from November to December. Measured year over year, producer prices rose by a mild 0.9% in January. The figures follow a surprising report this week that showed the consumer prices eased less than expected last month, signaling that the pandemic-fueled inflation surge is only gradually and fitfully coming under control.
And this is SRN News. Americans say churches are having a positive impact on their communities.
59% of the general public tells the Pew Research Center that local houses of worship and religious organizations are making things better. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to believe this, but nearly half of Democrats also say churches are good for the community. Amongst religious Americans, as you might expect, strong majorities approve of the work that faith groups are doing, but even one-third of non-religious people also say churches are positive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A near total abortion ban has been rejected by lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates. Both Democrats and Republicans joined in an 8-to-none vote in a House subcommittee to kill that measure, which would have prohibited abortions except in cases necessary to save the life of the mother. On a party line vote, Democrats on the same panel voted down a different bill that would have prohibited other abortions. This is SRN News. Shelley Adler reports on people detained in the Kansas City Chiefs parade shooting, even as the city tries to recover in the aftermath of the violence that left at least one person dead.
Police say two juveniles have been detained on gun-related and resisting arrest charges in connection with the shooting. Further charges were expected as the investigation by the Kansas City Police Department continues. One woman was killed and 22 people were injured, including Jacob Gooch, who says he heard gunshots but didn't know he was hit at first.
I turn around because people are running at me. I realize it's gunshots and I start to run. Try to run and boom, collapse straight to the ground.
Police said a dispute may have led to the shooting as gunshots rang out at the end of the celebration outside the city's historic Union Station. I'm Shelley Adler.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.